All the Falcons fans are wondering what kind of an encore presentation they're going to see on Monday night after your big performance last week. What do you anticipate?
I just got to go and do it again. You know, the hardest thing is to keep doing it again, doing it again. You know, people praise you, you know, but a lot of people gave up on us, you know, early on. You know, season hasn't been going like we wanted it to, you know, but here at this organization, we just got to believe and we just got to keep working.
Is there extra motivation, prime time, only game on, everyone's watching, Lambeau Field?
Yeah, you just got to go out there and show the world, you know, how good you are. Everybody's watching you. There's only one game on TV.
What are you seeing from their secondary?
They're great. Great secondary. Got a lot of speed, a lot of range, you know, but we got to do what we do. You know, they got to come cover us.
Lastly, is the cold mentality, is that just a mental thing, or does the cold bother you?
It's just a mental thing. You know, they got to be in it, too. You know, they out there, we out there. So just got to go out there and just focus and make plays.
I heard some players say they like it because, I mean, believe it or not, even though it's so cold, you get a sweat going and it almost just kind of becomes just another thing.
I can't speak for other players. Just for me, though, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's just mental. You know, you just got to go out there and play, you know, make plays. You know, you can't be, oh, I dropped the ball because it's cold outside. I couldn't feel my hands. You got to focus more. You got to make that play.
Jordy Nelson was saying that their field can sometimes be an advantage for them because opponents don't know what you guys have coming in. Does that affect you guys as wide receivers out there?
Not at all. I mean, we played in London. I mean, that was a soccer field we played on. You know, just put 7 studs in and just go to work.
Will y'all test the studs early in the game or during warm-ups to make sure you have the right foot in there?
Yeah, Brian does a great job here, you know, with us, with our 7 studs. You know, going out there early on, running routes, making sure that we're comfortable. You know, nobody's falling down. And once we're comfortable, like I said, at the end of the day, it's just football. We just got to go out there and play.
Julio, can you just talk about the importance? I know you said this before. Just talk about the importance of Harry, you know, getting him back playing at a high level, coming off that injury.
Yeah, it's amazing to have Harry back. You know, he opposes, you know, for defenses, I mean, a threat, because you got to put a safety on him. Nickel guy, third, fourth corner on Harry. You know, he's in the slot. He makes plays. He's got very, very great hands. You know, a lot of people underestimate Harry. But last year when I went down, you know, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. You know, and it's hard to go over 1,000 yards in the league. And, you know, he did that. So it's great to have Harry back.
You know, y'all won't be playing against each other, but, you know, they have a respected receiving core. And does that motivate you guys, too? Y'all are highly respected core, too, to go out and perform?
I mean, we can't control what they receivers do over there. Like, they can't control what we do. You know, we just got to go to work. We go out there, like I said, just go to work. I mean, we can't go out there and cover those guys.
Who are you extra motivated knowing that you're picked to lose by more than 10 points?
We've always been underdog this whole year. As long as we do what we do, you know, and to the best of our ability, we'll be happy at the end.
We've said it, you guys have talked about starting early and keeping that pace. Is that still the mindset of everybody going in this game?
Yeah, we're an up-tempo team. You know, we start fast and we got to finish strong. You know, once we do that, we just got to go out there and just consistently make and hit plays. You know, once we do that, we'll be okay.